Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, a clean-up operation is underway in the aftermath of Storm Bert, which left thousands without power and saw flooding and high winds in various parts of the country. One of the worst affected areas was Killybegs in Donegal, with floodwaters of 1.2 metres on Bridge Street in the town. Chris McNulty is a journalist based in Donegal and he's on the line now. Good morning to you, Chris.
Very good morning, Claire.
Well, we start there in Killybegs, as I mentioned, and I know people will have seen the dramatic footage of the water flowing down Bridge Street. So what happened?
Well, what essentially happened was that the river flowing into Killybegs was blocked by debris, a fallen tree actually, completely blocking the waterway. And on Bridge Street in Killybegs, which is a residential and business street in the town, businesses and homes damaged. People have been displaced. Businesses have had to close and will be closed for quite some time. I would suggest the water in some parts of Bridge Street was rising to actually over 4 feet, and a couple of cars were practically completely submerged in it, and business ground floors of businesses and houses basically completely destroyed.
So what's happening there now? I mean, are people in there trying to clean up? Can they get in?
Yeah, well, Donegal County Council over the weekend had deployed staff with skips and sandbags, and a clean-up operation is underway. Bridge Street sort of into yesterday was a raft of dehumidifiers and generators in the first instance dry out the buildings which had been affected, and onwards we'll go the cleanup operation. In the first instance over the weekend, that was led by Donegal County Council, including the local fire service from Killybegs and Glencullumkill, and also the Coast Guard involved in cleaning up that debris, as you mentioned at the outset. The scene, like it was described by local councillor Niamh Kennedy over the weekend, has been like a monsoon. There was actually footage of parts of furniture floating down the streets of Killybegs at one stage.
Now, the government has said it's hoping to reopen this emergency humanitarian flooding scheme for businesses, which has been used in other cases where we've seen flooding around the country for people in particular who can't get flood insurance, Chris. Is that something that the people there in Bridge Street who are affected are hoping to access? And have they heard anything about it?
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose a raft of politicians over the weekend have been calling for that and the emergency humanitarian flooding scheme to be reopened. And the indications are that government will and departments will look favourably on that. Of course, the people of Bridge Street and Killybegs are no strangers to incidents like this or indeed to the funds and schemes such as those, because they had a similar experience back in 2017. So unfortunately, they're sort of back there again and looking to see what actual schemes and grant aid will be open to them now this week.
All right, Chris, thank you very much. Chris McNulty there, journalist in Donegal. We'll go to the UK now, where strong winds and heavy rain continue to affect parts of Wales in particular, where there was heavy rain of up to 100 millimetres in parts of the country, and that caused major flooding. I'm joined now by Rob Osborne, who's ITV Wales national correspondent. Rob, thank you for being with us this morning. So take us through the areas that are most affected, because the videos on social media of the floods have been pretty shocking.
No, but they are, Claire. I'll tell you something. I saw those videos coming through yesterday morning on social media, and for a moment I thought, well, are people rerunning the scenes of 4 years ago? Because it seems to be the same communities, the same streets, the same houses that have been hit again. The South Wales valleys, places like where I am right now, Pontypridd, which you may have seen on the news, places in the Rhondda, the Gwent Valleys, parts of North Wales, across the board, devastation. I mean, 2020, just before the pandemic, we had two successive storms which caused devastation across Wales. Again, Storm Bert has done it, and questions being asked. Where were the warnings? There was a yellow weather warning, similar to what you have in Ireland, but people were saying this was clearly not enough, and now questions are being asked to the Environment authorities, to the Met Office, about why weren't we warned more, why weren't better preparations in place, and real anger and I think frustration from people in these communities. These are communities which are some of the poorest in Wales, and yet again have been hit the hardest. Mm.
So questions being asked about the warnings, but also about flood defences, I understand.
Yes. So the streets in Pontypridd, the people who live there, there's a street called Sion Street, which is right next, is a beautiful part of the world, but it's right next to the river. And when that river, the River Taff, overflows, then those homes are affected. People are saying, look, we needed better flood defences. The authorities will say, well, we have put in flood defences. But what I think will happen now, Claire, and it has happened earlier this year, is I think a conversation, or certainly questions, will now start to be asked about whether we can save certain homes, certain streets, maybe in communities. We can say, look, we can put up as many flood defences as possible, but the reality is, as the climate change, there is only so much we can do and we need to move you somewhere else. I think those questions will be asked. I'll certainly be asking them today to the ministers responsible. And I think that debate will start once again here in Wales.
And are people thinking, you know, is this somewhere I need to look at moving on from? Because this is clearly so devastating for the communities, for the homeowners, for the business people who are affected by this. And it's not over yet, I understand.
Well, as I sit to you now, as I was, waiting, listening to the Taoiseach, it was a lovely, sunny, crisp morning in South Wales. Now a heavy shower is all over us. Look, people, the floods of 4 years ago, clearly devastation to homes and the financial impact, but also the mental health impact. When people look at the weather forecast on the television, they are petrified of what may be coming. Often, it's nothing. It passes by. But when days like this happen, the whole last few years comes back to them. So I'm literally on my way after I speak to you to speak to a gentleman who has spent thousands and thousands of pounds on his house to protect it, to try and make it flood proof. He seems to have avoided the worst, but the house next door to him, belonging to his daughter, has been hit again. The Christmas presents have been ruined. They have to start again. And they say, yes, we would love to move, but who's going to buy this house? We can't afford to sell this house. No one's going to buy it off this. So we're stuck here unless the authorities do something about it.
All right, Rob, well, thank you very much for telling us about it. Rob Osborne there, ITV Wales national correspondent on the floods, both we heard from Donegal, but also there in Wales too, where people are facing an extremely difficult situation. Still to come in the next hour of the programme, we'll have the next in our party leaders' interviews. Our reporter Maura Fay talks to young farmers about what they need from the next government and those songs that you just can't get out of your head. We might just find out how to write an earworm. That's all on the way. We'll take a break.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.